All right, we have some major breaking news. Elon Musk is getting absolutely rocked out here. Day by day, his favorability drops more and more. Day by day, the popularity of his companies drop more and more, therefore hurting the value. And, you know, I want to bring on friend of the show, Chris Mowry, to break down what Elon Musk has been going through. Now, you're watching the Adam Mockler channel, but if you want to follow the Chris Mowry channel, click on the first link in the description, and I'm going to let him take it away and break it down.
Elon Musk right now is incredibly unpopular on a global scale. Look at this graph from CNN. Elon Musk's net favorability rating in 2017 was plus 24 points, and it is now underwater by 19 points. And this is for a variety of reasons that I'm sure you already know of, but we're going to get into a couple of these things, and I want to be able to show you the rest of this CNN video because just the other numbers on this graph. Look at Tesla underwater by 20 points. Before we get into that, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I appreciate you being here and watching. My channel will be linked in the description down below. If you want to go check it out, it would mean a lot. So let's zoom out for a second and talk about what Republicans are doing right now. And just in the last 48 hours, the House Republicans passed their budget bill. And as Robert Reich correctly puts it, the GOP budget bill is 1,116 pages long, but it boils down to this one simple fact. Republicans are facilitating a massive transfer of wealth to the richest Americans while making cuts that would rip away healthcare and food from millions of people. It's Robin Hood in reverse. And that is correct, right? That's part of the reason Elon Musk is in government right now and why he's so unpopular. You know, Donald Trump, along with the help of Elon Musk, are essentially making sure that the rich get richer, giving tax cuts to the rich, while, you know, this bill is effectively going to take millions of people off their health insurance. It's cutting Medicaid, it's cutting Medicare, and it's cutting food stamps, all while adding $5 trillion to deficit. Yes, $5 trillion. So again, if you think about this, Elon Musk is telling the American people, oh, I'm here to, you know, save America money with Doge and all these things. Meanwhile, we're adding $5 trillion to the deficit, and we're not even getting anything for it. It's not like we're investing, you know, money, spending money on you and I and infrastructure and these things. No, we're just making room, adding to this deficit for tax cuts for the rich. It is absolutely disgusting. This is from Senator Mark Kelly, just today, his tweet. In the middle of the night, House Republicans jammed through their bill that helps rich people and hurts working families. While they take health care and food assistance from working people, the really rich get another handout. Arizonans deserve better, and I'm going to fight this in the Senate. He beautifully said from Mark Kelly. Again, this GOP bill, absolutely, positively disgusting. So again, you start to wonder if Elon Musk is so unpopular and these things that Republicans are doing right now in, you know, in the House of Representatives passing these budget bills are incredibly unpopular, then why is Elon Musk even doing any of this in the first place? Why would Elon Musk put himself in this position to be so unpopular, for the American people to see through the BS and say, this guy doesn't care about anybody but himself? He's just, again, there to get richer and help all his friends get richer with bills like this. Why would he do this? Well, the answer is pretty simple, because this article, by the way, from NBC stunned me when I first saw it. Elon Musk's regulatory troubles have begun to melt away in Trump's second term. The Trump administration has halted some regulatory matters involving Musk's company and fired people from agencies investigating Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink. The White House is pay to play, right? We all know this. The whole reason Elon Musk has done this and put himself in the crossfire is because he gets to save his own ass. Not only does he get his tax cuts, but he's close to the president of the United States. He can make his other friends, you know, rich and wealthy. And in doing that and helping everybody, his own problems go away. Because we're in a time in American history now where our democracy is really taking some punches, to say it lightly. And so the government is a favor machine, right? If you're close to Trump, you get what you need. Tech billionaire Elon Musk's regulatory problems have started to fade into the past. Since the start of the second Trump administration, federal agencies that have scrutinized Musk and his business's empires in recent years have begun to look a lot different. At the Department of Agriculture, for example, the President Donald Trump fired the person who had been investigating the Musk company, Neuralink. At other agencies, including the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Trump and Musk have tried to slash the numbers of employees, potentially hobbling those regulators' ability to enforce the law against companies, including Musk's Tesla and X. And in more than 40 other federal agency matters, regulators have taken no public action on their investigations for several months or more, raising questions about whether those cases may have become dormant, according to an NBC News review of regulatory matters involving Musk's companies. Those matters range widely from safety investigations into Tesla's, quote, self-driving features to alleged workplace safety violations at SpaceX. So again, the whole reason that Elon Musk is here in the first place and is willing to be dealing with numbers like this, where his favorability is in the toilet and Americans hate him, is because he's self-serving. He's getting tax cuts, right? He's going to benefit himself from this bill that Republicans just passed. And because, you know, it's pay to play. When he has problems, he goes to Trump and Trump fixes those problems. But in all of that, right, what did we just hear from Elon Musk in the last week? That he may be stepping aside from donating money. The bullying worked. I want you to take a look at this clip really quick.
I think in terms of political spending, I'm going to do a lot less in the future.
And why is that?
I think I've done enough.
Is it because of blowback?
Well, if I see a reason to do political spending in the future, I will do it. I do not currently see a reason.
Yeah, it's a pretty damning non-answer there at the end. Is it because of blowback? A pause, and it's like, well, and just kind of avoids the question. The answer is yes, right? Yes, because he is incredibly unpopular, and partly because he's gotten what he's needed. Because truly, truly, even just this alone, obviously all of the things the Trump administration has done, we've seen a violation of due process over and over and over again, ignoring federal judges, ignoring SCOTUS, right? The awful things he's done, implementing these tariffs, destroying a lot of our relationships around the world. I mean, the list goes on. This alone right here, this self-serving where like Elon Musk can just buy his way into government, you know, get some of these regulatory concerns out of the way and then leave. It's a bigger scandal than Watergate, right? It makes Watergate look like this, you know, nothing. And that's essentially where we're at in American history that more people need to understand and why I'm so passionate about making these videos is like, this is not a normal time, right? This is insane that Elon Musk gets to come in, buy his way into politics, try to, you know, buy elections and then leave. Now, partly this is good though, because he's leaving because of blowback. He's leaving because of you and I watching these videos, talking to friends and family and seeing through the BS. We're not going to let him come, you know, buy elections. We won a Wisconsin Supreme Court election, the most expensive judicial race in history. It secured abortion rights for the state of Wisconsin. Elon Musk tried to buy that race. We didn't let him, right? And so now I think he's finally starting to realize this blowback. And so I loop it all back again to some of these numbers for Elon Musk. Absolutely insane. Let's take a look.
Now down to minus 91 points. You can't really go lower than that. I guess you could go down to minus 100 points, but he became political kryptonite. He was greatly disliked by the American public and greatly, greatly, greatly disliked by Democrats. And obviously we saw that in Wisconsin when, of course, he spent all that money and then the liberal won that Supreme Court race.
Yes. How has that plummet of popularity impacted the brand?
Yeah, exactly right. So this is Elon Musk individually. How about Tesla? Okay, let's take a look. The net favorability rating. Look, General Motors, we're going to compare General Motors and Tesla. General Motors, quite well liked by the American people, plus 23 points on net favorability rating. But look at Tesla, minus 20 points. So this idea that Tesla could somehow separate itself out from Elon Musk, the American people saw it the exact same way. And of course, Tesla is a business. They're in the business of selling cars. Awfully difficult to sell cars when you have a minus 20 point net favorability rating driven by Elon Musk's net favorability rating right around the same mark. And it's not a big surprise that Tesla sales had fallen in the past, at least in the first quarter, compared to where they were a year ago. It turns out that Elon Musk's political kryptonite was also becoming kryptonite for selling cars.
So, well, and one person maybe that matters to Elon Musk, maybe, well, other than his investors, would be Donald Trump. How has Trump's view of him shifted?
Yeah, so, you know, we're talking about Tesla here, but of course he's leaving the political game. Okay, Trump loved talking about Elon Musk at the beginning of his administration. Trump posts about Musk on Truth Social. Look at this, from January 20th to April 4th, he posted about 40 times. Look, from April 5th onward, 0000000. Donald Trump knows brands very well. He knows political brands, and he knows Elon Musk's political brands time had run out, and therefore Elon Musk taking a step back from politics.
It also might be a favor to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That is an absolutely insane statistic. From January 20th to April 4th, Donald Trump has posted 40-ish or more times about Elon Musk on Truth Social. And now since April 5th, today is May 22nd, zero, right? A lot of this backfiring has worked from us. He is, as the CNN host put it, political kryptonite. If we scroll all the way back, right? I apologize because I started the video a little late, but what he's referencing in the beginning of the minus 91, he's underwater with Democrats 91 points. In 2017, amongst Democrats, he was, you know, plus 20-ish, plus 17. He was a popular guy. And even amongst Republicans, he is underwater, right? Tesla, underwater. Donald Trump's not talking about it. And so he's taking a step back because finally he's realized the game is up. The game is up, right? And now what we need to do is fight against this bill from Republicans that are making the rich richer and going to cut millions of people off of their health insurance, cut food stamps, right? And help people like Elon Musk instead of the American people. And we also need to make sure we're still talking about this because while Elon Musk tries to run away and hide, we're not going to forget things like this. He needs to be held accountable, especially for the other businesses that he's running that could have regulatory issues. Listen, I really appreciate you watching this video. That's going to be it for me. Again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. The link to my channel will be in the description if you want to check it out. Adam is a great guy. Him and I are great friends, and I appreciate him letting me be on his channel while he takes a little bit of a break just for this one video. I'm glad I got to fill in. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit like and click subscribe, and I will make sure to see you in the next video.